we gather together to look for the helpers. Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota Day of Giving is in its eighth year. More than 400 nonprofit organizations are throwing parties, connecting with new donors, inviting new volunteers, and celebrating generosity in South Dakota. This is one of my favorite days of the year because not only does it focus attention on the people who are responding to needs in our communities, but it helps all of us think about what is important in life, beyond making the most complete gift-buying list, beyond wrapping the perfect present. It's all about showing up for one another. So let's hear about the day. We'll start here with the founders of the initiative in South Dakota. Here's Kelly Gibson and Matt Ellman with the Rural Philanthropy Institute.
I think one of the things that we have seen change and evolve over the 8 years of the Day of Giving is an increase in collaboration between nonprofits, specifically on how they use the day. We really appreciate that because it comes from an abundance mindset. The more we work together, the more there is for everyone. And I think that's something that definitely reflects South Dakota, an interest in helping one another out and lifting each other up. And we're certainly seeing more of that as the Day of Giving continues.
Matt, there's a lot of talk about a year when there was volatility in the state economy, in the national economy, in federal funding, in grant funding. And for much of the year, people didn't know exactly what to expect or what was happening. Have you noticed trends in the industry, in the nonprofit sector that are unique to 2025?
I think nonprofits have been asked to do a lot with a lot of uncertainty when we think of this past year. And actually it's happened over the years, especially in rural places. Nonprofits continue to try to find ways of meeting the needs in their communities. And we've seen some very, very specific realities, whether it's the loss of SNAP benefits for a couple weeks even, what that does with those that are food insecure and the nonprofits that are throughout our state trying to meet that need, or Head Start not being funded. I think what we've heard is about that uncertainty, the chaotic environment that our nonprofits continue to operate in. Hopefully people realize how important the nonprofit sector is. The nonprofit sector represents nearly 15% of employment in South Dakota. Over 60% of nonprofits in the state of South Dakota have a budget, have revenue under $50,000. Only 9% have a revenue of over $1 million. A lot of nonprofits in our state do meet a lot of the holes in our society that the government and for-profit don't meet, because our society is created out of these three sectors, and they're continuing to be asked in this 2025, more so than maybe 2024, most recently with these losses in federal, or the threat of losses in federal government support.
I think it's a year that we're seeing nonprofits and nonprofit leaders particularly stressed. I think the uncertainty and some of the chaos that Matt mentioned has left a lot of nonprofits just struggling to plan forward. There's been a loss of funding for many organizations. And I think that makes this Day of Giving in 2025 feel especially important to us. I think we really want to amp up the celebration of nonprofits and the important work that they do every day, really shine a spotlight on that. Another thing that's important about this day is the idea that nonprofits may identify new individual supporters, new people who will come into their organization and contribute financially. So that becomes really important when government funding feels unstable. While private donations and philanthropy were never intended to cover that gap that's left when government funding goes away, it certainly can support nonprofits while they're figuring out what to do when they find themselves in a really challenging funding environment.
What is the ideal balance here?
The for-profit sector is limited about with making a profit. So it operates in a market that if we can make a profit, we can sustain ourselves. Our government sector operates with folks voting. Some communities, some states have more programs than others. And then, of course, the country moves with the elected officials and the programs that are determined by elected officials. But that doesn't cover all the needs, as we know. And the unique piece of what is America is the nonprofit sector that was identified when this country began and is as important then as it is now. It is the most malleable sector because you're not restricted by profit and you're not answering to voters, but it is still a market. And so when a need is determined in a community, you can create a nonprofit to fill that void that exists in our society and our community. If that's a sustaining need in a community, it requires more support than it can survive philanthropically. And so you see some of these initiatives that are volunteer driven early on grow into publicly supported efforts to meet a need. And then you end up with government support towards that need that was identified.
One of the delights of the South Dakota Day of Giving is seeing what nonprofit groups come up with for ways to meet their goals and celebrate generosity. Sandy Jaspers is a board member for the Sisseton Area Community Foundation. It's a local savings account of sorts. They accept donations and they place them in an endowed fund with the South Dakota Community Foundation. Then they use the interest from those funds to give back to the people in the form of grants. They've helped out the local baseball team. They've granted money for the local 4-H club for sewing machines. And this year they have got a bright yellow mascot, helping them focus their Day of Giving goals.
And we really appreciated when the South Dakota Day of Giving started, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago maybe, that gave us kind of a goal. It gave us a time of year to really focus on fundraising because we had kind of put fundraising on the back burner and just focused on the grant, awarding grants. And then we realized, you know, part of the effort of fundraising is making sure people are aware that we're even there in the community and how we can help them. So we've always, since it started, tried to, number one, make sure we thank the previous donors. We always like to send them a card and thank them for how they've supported us and encourage them to continue to support us. And then we participate in the different challenges that the South Dakota Gives organization sets up and, you know, put those on our Facebook page and kind of through the social media, again, kind of trying to create awareness of our organization and so that people will help support it and also so that people, you know, are aware that we're there to help them with their organization's needs. And we like to have fun with it. We try to have a theme each year for our Day of Giving campaign and we get a big kick out of that.
You have to explain the inflatable duck.
Yes. So this year's theme is get your ducks in a row and
Oh, good.
give to the community foundation. And so all of our posts and things, we've kind of tried to include this duck and so on. Because in the past, 1 year we did a Giddy Up and Give campaign, and so we used Western, you know, cowboy hats and bandanas and things like that. And 1 year we did a baseball theme, and that was also fun to do, especially to again draw attention to all the work that the volunteers that are in our local youth baseball association had done. And that was teaming up for tomorrow. And one time we did a building a positive future, and one of our board members is named Bob, and so he got to be Bob the Builder and
Nice.
put on a hard hat and a reflective vest and
There you go.
got to help with all, you know, videoing him and taking pictures of him for the different social media posts that we had to do.
Let's head to the Southern Hills now, where a group of children are doing what kids do, playing outside among the ponderosa pine, decorating cookies, and learning about life by being curious kids. Nora Smolinski is president of the Growing Roots Board. Growing Roots is a Montessori-inspired preschool in Custer. And this year, the Sprinkles for Sprinklers campaign is all about partnership.
Yeah, it actually came about because a group of parents wanted something different for their children. And so it started with a bunch of parents getting together on people's porches and watching the kids play and kind of dreaming about what would we actually like our children to go to, and then realizing that if we didn't start it, no one would. So we formed a 501c3 nonprofit and started looking for a teacher and happened to find someone who had some Montessori training just because she wanted to give that kind of a childhood to her own children. So we partnered up with her and we were able to secure a place at Custer Lutheran Fellowship. And then we started with, I think, 7 kids, and now we're up to 18 students from 16 different families.
So if I'm a parent, help me understand what a Montessori-inspired childhood is like. What does that mean?
It means that the child is already a human being, and they are naturally curious and naturally want to learn, and so we don't need to force them to do anything. And so in a Montessori classroom, the space is prepared for the child to explore, and the materials are self-correcting. So, for example, in our sensory area, you have the pink towers, and they are everything from 1 centimeter cubes to 10 centimeter cubes. And then you can see the decimal system. And you can feel the decimal system. And so they're imbibing all of this education without someone sitting down and giving it to them. Yeah. And so then when they come across those concepts later, they already know what it feels like and what it looks like. And so they are able to integrate things really naturally. Each shelf is arranged kind of to help kids learn to read. So the easiest stuff is at the top left. And then as you go across the top shelf, it gets harder and harder. And they go through each skill with a teacher. And as they progress down the shelf, they get into more complex activities. And it's really cool too, because Montessori classrooms are mixed age classrooms. And so in our classroom, we have our almost 6-year-olds who are ready to go to kindergarten, teaching our 3-year-olds who are just coming into the program. So there's a lot of organic learning happening.
Well, tell me what you're doing for the Day of Giving.
Yeah, we were really excited to hear about the Day of Giving and to get involved. So this year, we are actually fundraising on behalf of our partner, Custer Lutheran Fellowship. We are a licensed preschool, and part of that, because we're on the second story of the church, is that we have to be in a building with a sprinkler system. And their sprinkler system was put in the early 2000s, and when they had it reviewed, it turned out it needed to be updated to the cost of $38,000, which is huge.
Wow.
And while they have their own reasons for doing it, we know a large portion of why they're doing this is to make sure that we can continue to operate. And so we wanted to help them out. And so Growing Roots organized a Sprinkles for Sprinklers campaign. And it's a sugar cookie and caroling themed fundraiser. You could order a dozen of cookies. We had a dozen plain cookies or a dozen professionally decorated Santa cookies. And then they could also come to the South Dakota Day of Giving on the 2nd. We are going to do a cookie decorating party followed by community Christmas caroling. And we had a $3,000 challenge. So if we could meet 3,000, they would donate the rest of the 3,000 and make it a total of 6. And we've already met that goal. So we're very excited about the community support. Happy to meet that goal. Also know that there's more of a need. So we're continuing with our event and also to celebrate as a community and come together.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add for people listening about the Day of Giving and just generosity, you know, kindness with kids? It's just such a, all these things are converging on Tuesday for Growing Roots, it feels like.
You know, from our perspective, generosity is a part of the culture. It's actually grace and courtesy is one of the areas that we teach in the preschool. And so it's great to be modeling that. For the listeners, I think if you can get involved in a Day of Giving, it doesn't have to be our Day of Giving. I think it's just great to recognize that it is a season of giving and not just gifts that go under the Christmas tree, but gifts of support, whether that's financial or signing up to volunteer to help people and organizations who have missions that resonate you operate through the next year and into the future.
Yeah. And you're never too young for that.
That's right.
Or cookie decorating.
No. So if you're around Custer, come hang out with us on Tuesday night.
More than 400 South Dakota nonprofit organizations are participating in South Dakota's annual Day of Giving. The statewide party continues until midnight. To celebrate generosity in your area, find participants online at southdakotagives.org and use the hashtag #ForSouthDakota to share your stories of generosity on social media. That's our show for today. We hope that it served you. From all of us here at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for giving.